Well, Mickey, back in the Ulster final, I suppose that was the target at the start of the year.
Well, of course it was. To do as well as you could in the league, of course. It would be nice to be in the final that too, but we didn't quite make that. Our last three games, we didn't get the 2 points we needed to get to the final. So the next thing is the championship, the Ulster Championship, and we are the defending champions, and we wanted to try and defend that title. So tough games. Derry in the first round in Celtic Park is always fraught with danger, and meeting Donegal in the semi-final, like, compared to our results against them this last number of years, and knowing what we had to go through in the final last year, we knew that we were up against something very challenging. On the day, we were fortunate. We really hit it rich on the day. We played as well as we played in a long, long time, and Donegal underperformed. And when you put those two things together, that's really the reason why we ended up with a comfortable victory. And nobody ever in their wildest dreams anticipated that kind of outcome. But there's days like that, and you have to make hay when the sun shines, and we did that day.
As you said, 9-point victory over Donegal, 11 points over Derry. You know, is there any little fear maybe that you haven't been tested yet?
No, people will say that, of course, you know, that you haven't been tested, but we have been tested. It just happened that we hit things right at the right time, and we were playing against, certainly, Derry have proven as well as the season went on, and particularly their last game against Mayo, that, you know, there aren't any pushover either, and Donegal are still in the championship and will be, I'm sure, for quite a while. So, you know, just because Donegal had a bad day, I still think, say, the first 20-25 minutes of that game, there was plenty of testing done from both sides, and it looked very much like a repeat of last year's final. And I suppose, I think in many ways, we did to Donegal what they did to us in the league in Ballybuffet. They took charge of the game in the second half of the first half, and we probably did that in the last 15 minutes of the first half at Clonus, where we opened up a really wonderful lead with great scores. I mean, that doesn't happen that often. Like, you might say, I dare say we made a, when those set, to go 7 points up, I think it might have took us 8 shots to do that, you know. That's a high return, and that really sealed the deal for us. So there's still, we're playing against a quality team, even though the game got away from them at a critical time. So I'm not concerned that we haven't played against good footballers. We have, of course.
When you mentioned that game against Donegal and that final 10-15 minutes of the first half, do you break down the games into segments of where you're going to go at a team, where you're going to maybe sit back, relax, and maybe then go again, rather?
No, we wouldn't. I don't think you'd ever sit back and relax when you're playing Donegal anyway. Yeah. No, people say there's certain times when teams want to do well, and of course there is. You always like a bright start if you can, so you target a good start. You target a good start to the second half.
Finish to the first, maybe.
And a good finish to the first.
Kilkenny used to always do it.
They did, but that's all right. I mean, that's a sort of an ambition or a goal, but really it's about consistency. You have to really not let the game get away from you. You have to break trends as soon as you can. So that is really the secret, I think, to winning games that are close and challenging, that you don't let the opposition get a march on you, because when they do, then even when you hit your purple patch, you're still chasing the game. And when you've had your purple patch done and dusted, they're still probably a point or two ahead. So it's letting a big gap open up is a very dangerous thing at this level of football. So that's my ambition always, is yes, have a good start to both halves if you can, but it's important, try and keep in touch as much of the time as you can.
Down your opponents, not maybe one that many people would have predicted at the start of the year. Most people were looking at Monaghan, Donegal, Tyrone, the big three.
Yeah, well, that's the beat on the street, I suppose, that came about over the last number of years, because Donegal and Monaghan contested a number of finals. Then we came into the picture a little bit last year. So everybody did think that that's where it would come to, but down at other ideas. I mean, they obviously had a bad year last year. Things improved a bit this year when they did very well to stave off relegation. And they got great confidence from that last day, saving grace, I suppose, away to Cork. You wouldn't have thought that was an easy thing to do, to go to Cork and get a point that you needed to survive, but they did. And then their win against Armagh. I've said this many times, when Down get a win in the Ulster Championship, they get better with each game. And they've shown that this year again, that they were good against Armagh and they were better against Monaghan. So they're on an upward trend at the minute. And no doubt they'll believe now that they can add value to what they've done so far. And they'll be going into this game with the confidence that Down teams do. So We have to be on top performance again. We can't believe that because we've beaten Donegal that suddenly our biggest task is over. The biggest task is the next game, and the next game is down in the Ulster final. And unless we're totally prepared mentally, physically, and tuned in to the best of our ability, then we're in grave danger of losing the game.
Down all has produced good forwards, and they've come up with a few other clinkers now. Again, Conor Harrison is just one. You know, they've come up with exceptionally good forwards. They always do. But they seem to have got their defence right, which was always their Achilles heel for a long, long time.
Yeah, that is true. You say there was always good forwards around Down that could get scores, and Harrison has become in to be a big threat now this year because he just seems to play with abandon. He's a physical presence, and he's a quality finisher as well. So he's got a lot of things that you'd want in a good sort of target man up front. And obviously the Johnson,
he's that unpredictability about him, isn't it?
He has that unpredictability, but he's just playing with a confidence at the minute that comes with somebody who just doesn't seem to care about who the opposition are or what the occasion is. He's there just to do what he does. And when you have a player in that frame of mind, then he takes a lot of watching. And obviously the Johnson men are comfortable on the ball too. They're good ball carriers. They play with control. And Conor McGinn, I think, is a very underrated player. I think he's a real connector for the team. A lot of ball goes through him, and he's a clever player. And not renowned for loads of scores, but he can take a score and present himself as well. So, yeah, they're very good in that department. And as you say, defensively, much more solid than they used to be. I think they play better as a unit now, and obviously with Kevin McKiernan going back to sweep, there's a confidence about that he reads the game very well. He's very athletic, he's comfortable on the ball, so he is the great sort of supporter of a defence that wants to be more mean than they have been renowned for in the past.
You mentioned mean. They certainly were physical, and uncharacteristically physical, I thought, against Monaghan for a Down team.
Yeah, well, I think they did. They were certainly energised for that game, and I think they often said it before and since that they felt that they were a bit demeaned by the publicity they were getting as the certainly kind of no-hopers and as this team that would just be pushed aside out of the road and nobody giving them a chance. And they responded very positively to that, and that happens. You know, if people are speaking, you know, in a demeaning fashion of your capabilities or what you're capable of doing, nobody likes that, and they responded in a very positive way. So maybe a bit of aggression came into that as well. The aggression of feeling insulted, it came out in that game, and that was the result of it.
So the key is not insulting before the Ulster final.
Absolutely, I certainly won't be going there anyway.
tell me, in terms of Down, you know, your younger players probably haven't seen them at their peak or at their prime, but you have. But I suppose you also had their experience in 2003.
Yeah, we have had many encounters with Down in the Championship since I took over, in fact. And people remind me inside there, we played them in 05 as well, and we played them in 08 and had a draw in Oma, and went back to Newry, and they beat us by a point after extra time. In 2003, they should have had us beaten the first day out. I mean, they were 9 points up and we clawed it back. Then they went three more up and we clawed that back to get a draw. And we did beat them in the replay good enough, but they're always formidable in the Championship. I do believe as the Championship goes on, they do get better. And I mean, I'm going right back now to 1991, when the first year I was in charge of the Throne Minors. I went to see the minor match, obviously, because I think we must have been playing the winners of that game, Armagh and Down. And the seniors played after it, and it was a horrid game. It was like 7 points to five or something on a bad wet day, and you'd look in and you'd say none of those two teams will win the next match, never mind the All-Ireland.
Yeah.
But Down actually grew in stature from that game and on to win the All-Ireland. Mm. So that's what they're capable of, and history will tell us, beware of a Down team that progresses in the Championship. I think that there's no point now in sitting back and saying, oh, Down's a surprise package. The surprise is over. There's no surprise about Down anymore. Mm. We see in front of our eyes that they were good against Armagh, better against Monaghan. Where's the surprise now? There's no surprise to me that they're a good team. They're in the Ulster final on merit, and we'll have to be at our best to beat them.